Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
James Conner in the backfield on the right side of Big Ben. Motion by the tight end McDonald down the line left to right. And the snap goes high over the head of Big Ben. All the way back to the 2, to the 1. And the Browns have it in the end zone. And they dive on the ball and recover it for a touchdown. Carl Joseph's got it in the end zone. A touchdown.
Not a bad start.
Unbelievable start. Sure you've had enough.
That half was one of the weirdest halves I've ever been a part of. You get down early, but you still got a chance. What I'm most proud of the guys about is that we never gave up.
Everybody cries. Everybody hurts. Sometimes.
In the shotgun, Big Ben looking over that Browns defense. On second down at 20, takes the snap, drops to throw, back, looks, throws, middle, tip, and picked off! They got it again, it's red wide. He's got it at the 40-yard line. He cuts wide right, he's got a convoy. 35, 30, 25, 20, he's to the 15-yard line. He got knocked out by Mike Filer. The Browns defense does it again.
Got the best fans in the world, so I need to apologize to them for tonight, the rest of my teammates for the way I played. Very disappointing, and I hate it for our fans, I hate it for my teammates, but I still enjoy playing this game for those reasons.
'Cause everybody hurts.
Conner in the backfield along with Big Ben from the 40-yard line of Pittsburgh. First down and 10. He takes the snap on first down. Back to pass. Throws it over the middle.
Picked off.
Taki's got it at the 40, at the 30, at the 25-yard line. Sione Taki. 3:16 left to go in the game. Big Ben throws his fourth interception of the night. And the Browns defense comes up with a huge play. A huge play.
Well, it's going to start with me and God, a lot of praying, and then, you know, a lot of just talking with my family, discussions, decisions, and, you know, I still have a year left on my contract. I hope the Steelers want me back if that's the way we go, and there'll be a lot of discussions, but now's not the time for that.
Well, everybody hurts.
Attention, Pony and Mueller listeners. This is not a test. This is not a bad dream. You've all died and gone to Steelers hell. Welcome. Browns 48, Steelers 37. One of the worst losses in the 88-year history of the Steelers last night at Heinz Field. And what you saw from Big Ben was the genuine article. Four interceptions. Saved his worst for last. One of the worst games of his entire career. In the conversation now for the worst playoff game of his entire life, and that's where we'll start today, unfortunately, on Pony and Mueller. Andrew Filippone, Chris Mueller, Craig Riley, and you. I'll just do it right now. Unleash the Hounds, 412-928-9370. Shouldn't have much trouble there for today's show. Chris, I'm going to say it. First step in the process is acceptance. You have to be aware of your problem. You have to admit
Wait,
it.
I thought that was the last step in the
I don't
process
know,
was
dude.
Acceptance.
I
think the first step is admitting there is a problem.
Yes, I'll admit it, okay? I'm gonna admit
you
something
right
here.
To the end here on me.
I don't know. That I wasn't expecting.
You haven't even begun denial.
I haven't really processed all of the emotions of what we watched last night. But I do know this, okay? And this is not a knee-jerk reaction. This is not hyperbolic or me trying to exaggerate here. Big Ben's done. He's done. And if I'm running the Steelers, if I'm Art Rooney too, Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin, I think you'll need the entire team to break this down to him. Strength in numbers. I would give him...
What, like he walks into a room
I would give
when
him,
they're
Chris,
finally allowed to close out
Chris,
the lockers?
Chris, I'm giving him an ultimatum right now, and this is what it is. You can either retire or released. Which one? How do you want it? Have it your way, like Burger King back in the day. You want to retire? You want that on the press release? Or do you want us to release you? And I'll just cut everybody off at the pass here before you start to give me the salary cap ramifications of it. Yes, I'll answer the question. Yes, I would take a $21 million cap hit to either release him or watch him retire for next year. And here's why. You either get busy living or you get busy dying. And I can tell you this much. If you bring Big Ben back next year, it's a retirement tour. It might as well be the friggin' Rolling Stones because that'll be the entire point of next season. You'd be kidding yourselves if you brought him back at $41 million cap hit and said, we could win the Super Bowl with him. And that's what the Steelers should be about. That's what they've always been about. It's not about placating stars. It's not about putting one person above everybody else. That's been the Steelers brand for decades. That's why they, in part, have 6 Super Bowl rings. That's what Dan Rooney would probably have the balls to do right now, God rest his soul. That's what they have to do. They would be kidding themselves, and they would be wasting everyone's time, including Big Ben's, if they brought him back next year. I would rather, Chris, I would rather see in the last year of his contract, I mean this, what they really have in Mason Rudolph and suck it up with him for a year and have basically Pirates fans stand with me or stand by. I'd rather have a bridge year where the team sucked and actually learned something about themselves and maybe learned something more additionally about the coach and the process next year in the final year of his contract, then run this thing back and do the same thing. You would be banging your head against the wall until you bled to death if you brought Big Ben back. He had one good second half against the Colts. You can't magnify, amplify that, or fall back on that anymore. And you definitely can't. I do not want to hear from anybody in a position of power. If I hear one person tell me that you can take something meaningful out of the way he played in the second half of the game last night, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to fall into a Steelers coma this offseason if I hear that come up one time from anybody that actually has a say in this whole thing. It's over. You can't let him go out on his own terms. That's not how this thing works. It's pro sports. You told Troy Polamalu off, and I think you've got to do the same thing with him, Chris.
How's that feel to say all that?
It doesn't feel good, but it's the truth. That's how I honestly feel.
Let me tell you my response to that. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Welcome to the party, pal. Some of us have been saying this for a while. And I hedged because I'm polite and because I don't want everybody in this town to hate me, like out of, you know, just as like a matter of course. I hedged and I said, and I genuinely believe that Mayfield wouldn't step up to the plate and the Browns wouldn't step up to the plate and the Browns wouldn't be the team to send him into retirement. I didn't think they had it in them. I was wrong about them. But there's plenty of time to get into that aspect of this. I kind of kept hinting at it. I said, do we all really believe that because he played a good 25 minutes or so against the Colts, a great 25 minutes, turn back the clock, that he's back? And one of the things I should have said but didn't was, would we all be this confident if they weren't playing little brother in this game?
Yeah, you're right.
Is the confidence in Roethlisberger having revitalized himself in part because they're playing little brother who also happens to have a crap defense? Turns out I should have been a little bit more harsh. He's looked done for a month plus. They built it on smoke, mirrors, and a really easy schedule, and probably healthier guys overall for the first 11 games of the season, and it's over. So you're not going to get me playing devil's advocate, fooling everybody here, saying, oh, no, I'm going to be the guy this time. Mueller, the big Roethlisberger hater, is going to say, no, he deserves one more year. Hell no, he doesn't. Give me the $19 million, and I'll co-sign every single syllable of what you said as far as why. They could let Troy Polamalu go, who I would argue pound for pound was more beloved than Ben Roethlisberger. They told him to get lost after they let him kind of die halfway on the vine. I want to see what Mike Tomlin's made of, because he didn't bathe himself in glory last night either. And you know that I defend him probably more than most people here. If the town's temperature is Ben Roethlisberger gets benefit of the doubt, Mike Tomlin doesn't, you know I probably go in the other direction. He coached like a coward last night. He coached like a scared guy who, not only living in his fears, had never considered living out of them. So I want to see what he's got. I want to see if Mason Rudolph has anything. I don't think he does, but I want to see it. And you know why I want to see it?
And if he sucks, it's beneficial.
There's at least, great, yeah, if he sucks, you're going to be 2-14 or something like that maybe, and you either say this was the fault of the backup quarterback who's now the starter being horrible, and we're going to let the coach either figure out what he wants to do or cut him loose. Or you say the coach really is just a function of the quarterback. Yeah. We're going to go in a totally different direction.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about that. With Mason Rudolph, you know why I want to see him more than anything, though? Forget about like what it could mean for you sinking to the bottom of the standings or at least to like 10th in the draft where you can still find a quarterback, look like where Mahomes was picked, whatever, in a deep draft. I don't know in my heart of hearts yet. I'm 95 to 97% certain I know what Mason Rudolph is in the NFL, although he planted a very small seed of doubt, looking more competent and confident against the Browns in Week 17. I know with 100% of my being, Ben Roethlisberger's done. And just like with Mike Tomlin, the people that want to fire him because he hasn't won a Super Bowl in forever, like because that's the standard, if you're looking to next year and the standard for the franchise is win the Super Bowl or it's not a successful season, guess what? Guess what you're not doing with Ben Roethlisberger coming back next year? Winning the Super Bowl. It's time. Turn out the lights. The party is most definitely over.
I would just, and maybe we'll find the person out there that can't bring themselves to say it, and we'll say the contract still has an extra year on it. You know, you don't do the guy dirty. You let him go out on his own terms. He deserves that. He's earned that. None of which I agree with, by the way. I don't think you do
What's
that.
What's the
in
last
sports.
Thing Ben Roethlisberger but, won that should matter to people here? When was it? It was 12 years ago.
Yeah, but
God,
here's what I would defy anybody to give me a cogent, like intelligent answer on for the people that say run it back next year, let him have another chance, let him go out, don't let him go out that way, give him another season to try to make up for the way this ended, this unraveled. I would say, what would give you reason to think next year will be better? What is the point of bringing him back? Because it's, to me, based on the preponderance of evidence, it would be best case scenario, they go, I don't know, 9-7 and backdoor their way into the playoffs, and then you get like,
who do they get on their schedule next year? Do you know what division they're set up to play?
I've seen
know that
it,
rotation?
But honestly, I've blacked out all of that right now.
Their best case scenario next year is 10-6, and that's if they had this boppo draft where they had three guys contribute
off
the bat.
I don't have the patience for that anymore. I don't have,
because you know it's not ending in a title.
Well,
you
right,
know
I'm
there
not,
is no earthly way outside of like, hey, anything can happen in sports. Like Kurt Warner can go from bagging groceries to Super Bowl champion. You know that outside of that miracle shot, which isn't going to happen because it happens like once every 30 years, they're not winning jack squat with him. He's done. People need to hear that and people need to get it through their heads. I saw Mark Cabali write in The Athletic, and we like Mark, right? He essentially wrote, run it back. Like, that's
Why?
Your best shot.
At
and
what?
I just kept,
your best
I kept
shot
saying,
at what?
I, exactly.
You're delaying
I kept
the inevitable.
Why?
It's pushing it down the road.
There is a very interesting dynamic here with regards to the quarterbacks, because it was such a period in the wilderness between Bradshaw and Ben.
Okay, I'm happy you just brought
that
up.
People have been incredibly reticent.
I'm happy that you just referenced the 80s, because I've seen and I've heard some of that. You know, like, okay, go ahead, push him out the door now. You might go back into the 80s. Let me just remind people, quick history lesson, on the 1980s for the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? They won three playoff games, and they went to one AFC championship game. What does that sound like? Sound familiar? It's the same exact thing they've done for the last 10 years.
And people also pretend like in that 20-year gap, I know that, your 80s-2010s comparison is good. Sorry that the dog is squeaking a toy in the background. I'm not in the mood to hear Snoop yet.
Oh, look, imagine what 90s. Snoop's doing right now, by the way, as a Steelers
fan. He's probably cussing out Todd Haley because he, like every Steelers fan, apparently has an allergy to actually criticizing Ben Roethlisberger saying what it is.
Was like, this is some strong-ass weed. This can't be real.
Right.
I'm hallucinating
Cleveland
this
Browns?
Game.
The Browns' helmets are like lime green for him. You know what else kills me about this like idea of we got to hang on to the quarterback that has won Super Bowls because look how long it was between he and Bradshaw? They went to the freaking Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell and probably should have won it.
I know.
They went to two AFC title games with Cordell Stewart.
There's a lot of talk.
And you would have people tell you that they were the Cleveland
Browns
in the 1999
dark ages.
To 2020.
Yeah,
it's
not factually right. Craig, you took calls on this last night, of course, famously on the post-game show.
Yeah, did we mention that?
Do you want to fight back on any of this?
Yes.
Why?
I bring Ben back.
Why, though?
Because I do it.
Can they win the Super Bowl with him next
year, like, Craig? For Steelers nostalgia? Because
is he going to get, like, the Derek Jeter gift baskets
in
every
I just
city?
Don't – What is the point of that?
Because I think major changes have to come, and if he had an offensive coordinator with even an ounce of creativity,
he won't let it. He won't let it. Huh. You're not going to change the way the offense goes.
What's the new
Ben.
Coordinator's name? Craig Fandy Reeker.
Okay, then you have a conversation with him like the one I think you have with Tomlin. Here's the changes that need to be made, or there's the door.
Craig, do you think he's physically capable of doing those things? Don't even include like you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and he's gonna.
Yeah, forget about like the mental willingness to do it and like the personal pride. Do you think that
I saw
did
him
watch
take
a dude
hits
that looks like he's got
yes.
something left?
I saw him take hits in the second half. That we asked him to stand in there and take all
on.
Year, and he finally did.
That
and made plays.
That second half was about as hollow as it gets. If the shoe were on the other foot, and Baker Mayfield did put up those numbers in the second half, and the Browns tried to argue that that's what makes him a franchise quarterback, I would be laughing and cackling in their face. Those numbers mean diddly squat to me. The Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, he set the completion record for a single game.
Here's the scary thing. The Ben Roethlisberger that showed up for training camp, you could tell he put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into changing his body. He was ready to go. He was actually in the quote-unquote best shape of his life. He looked like a much younger man. Go look at the video of him both in the game last night, the way he moved around, and after the game. And you tell me by the end of the year, he was the same guy as when
he
the season
like he
started.
Doing...
He's not.
Tony.
He broke down. That's what happens when he's 2 months away from 39.
Heavy.
Yes,
he looked creaky. He looked like he was doing body by IPA halfway through the season.
I think it's done. I think it's over. You might appreciate it and enjoy it more than I do, but I don't like being I don't like being the messenger of the career obituary.
I don't like being the messenger. No, I don't like being the messenger because it is fun to know that you have a guy. It's fun to know that you have somebody that his reputation is, and based on what you've seen, can actually win the big game. Like, has actually gotten you there. And
as long as we have a chance. That is no longer true.
That, you know what, though? Here's the problem. It wasn't probably true before this season even started. And I think the 11-0 start in this whole, oh, look, we're throwing it short. We figured out a way around all this. I think we were fooling ourselves, and I want people to not fool themselves anymore. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at their team. Take a hard look and admit the truth.
Craig, you think they can win the Super Bowl with Roethlisberger next year at a $41 million cap hit? Come on.
No Bud Dupree, no other guys like that coming back.
Please.
No, I think they can make the playoffs and win a game there.
Win a game?
Who are they going to play?
They've given up.
The little Giants?
They've given up 45 points to Blake Bortles and 48 to the Browns. And you think next year they're going to turn it around?
The only way.
What's happened to you?
The only way I think they get there is if they make the changes, they get rid of the people that have been responsible for that.
And where's Ben Roethlisberger on that
list?
Who
are the people
responsible parties?
Yeah.
I think the coordinators both have to go, and I think Tomlin has to be you got to butt out of
the
play calling.
He's the offensive coordinator. Craig, he's the offensive coordinator. Ben is.
Yeah, and the offense ran better the more he called the plays, and Randy Feuchner had less to do with it.
Craig, he ran no huddle yesterday, and the only reason it worked so well was because the Browns were essentially saying, we will give you 8 to 10 yards in exchange for 4.5, 5 minutes off the clock.
The less Randy Feuchner was involved in the offense, the better it ran this year.
So why didn't they do that every game when they were struggling mightily?
That's why people over there have to answer these questions now. That's why people have to be held accountable for not letting that happen.
Craig, if Ben knew that the offense ran better when he was doing it, and he's a proud guy, why didn't he take full control?
Here's my problem with what you're saying, It's fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We already did this with Todd Haley. We already scapegoated him as the guy that, like, bristled with Ben and rubbed Ben the wrong way and did too many wide receiver screens and the red zone offense wasn't efficient enough and there was a personality conflict. We already played this game where the offensive coordinator was the problem. How many times can we continue to do that? We're going to do that again? We're going to blame the OC again? I can't.
I go back to that well one more time, or if you're not going to do that, then you just blow it up. That's your only other
option.
The
water in the well is poisoned. Why are you doing this?
All right. Texas on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. He's devil's advocate. I can see the horns. He's wearing red today. That's Craig in a nutshell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!